B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A man on trial for the theft of a large number of shoes has admitted that he committed the crimes because he gets his sexual kicks from sniffing people's used footwear.
Oh, right? Man.
Makoto Endo is suspected of stealing 70 pairs of shoes between June 2017 and August of last year.
That's actually a common kinky thing, a fetish.
He is being tried for some of the thefts. He said, I did it to get sexual pleasure by sniffing the smell of well-worn shoes.
It smells so good.
He said, regardless of the owners being men or women.
I'm in heaven.
Endo was quoted as telling police this statement. He said that they arrested him in September of last year because they suspected him of involvement in a spate of shoe thefts. While searching his house, they found a large number of shoes in boxes. So it's his thing. But you can't go stealing people's shoes.
No, that you can't. But you can sniff them.
A bang to the head changed a Colorado man's life by revealing that he had a hidden talent. Doctors say concert performer Derek Amato is one of the few people in the world who have experienced the rare phenomenon called acquired savant syndrome.
I'd love to get this.
He says that the music is in his mind. He sees it in his head and his fingers do the rest. He has a gift that came about an unexpected way. 12 years ago, he had an accident in the swimming pool. He said, I miscalculated diving the shallow end and I hit the bottom of the shallow end on this side of my head and it damaged the back end. After recovering from the accident, he was at a friend's house and walked over to the keyboard and suddenly, without ever playing a piano before, he began playing and playing and playing, and the trauma to his head unlocked something unique. Acquired savant syndrome has been described in articles and studies as when a tragedy turns you into a genius. Amato said that black and white squares appear in his mind when he's at the piano, and he said, I just follow what the blocks tell me to do. I do my best to take all those notes and put them into playing. His talented arms are tattooed with musical notes, which he cannot comprehend. He said, reading music seems confusing to me, and I've tried to learn a couple of different times.
So, basically, there was this ability within him that was unlocked from this accident.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
He said, despite not being able to read music, he's aware that he has been given a precious gift, and he tries to give back to those who have spent hard times on the streets of Denver, as he once done. He had actually been a homeless guy for a little while.
Now, on the downside, he has nonstop uncontrollable diarrhea.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But you wonder if this is something that was, it's like a part of his DNA that was unlocked, or
It would have to.
Or if it was something that he had just, just like through life, just sort of picked. I don't even know.
Yeah, what? That's no one knows how that happens. How somebody who had not had any musical training prior to this has a key turned in their mind and can suddenly see a progression of music and then just play.
You've heard of people that can speak another language.
Speak another language.
So some of these things happen from time to time.
What is that? Do you guys want to try this? You want to hit me over the head?
I would love to. Yeah. Hit me on the head. I want to play the piano. or the people who've had press, the woman who developed a British accent.
Yes. It does occur. Yep. So, anyhow, this guy is it's a bizarre and very, very rare thing.
So, honestly, the advice, don't wear your seatbelt. Right?
No.
You shouldn't do that.
A Texas man who entered an abandoned home to smoke marijuana on Monday found a tiger in the garage. Yeah. The man who was not identified initially believed that he was hallucinating when he found the female tiger in a, quote, rinky-dink cage. The garage in a home southeast of central Houston was secured only with a screwdriver and a nylon strap.
That seems safe.
And it wasn't immediately clear who the tiger belonged to. Images from Houston's Animal Control Agency showed the officers preparing to move the animal to a secured location. And they said that a wildlife refuge would take the tiger. But it's weird. They don't know how.
This was in Houston?
Yeah.
There are a couple of tiger preserves in Texas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bears have no use for your iPhone. A viral video shows an absent-minded tourist mistaking his iPhone for food before throwing it into a bear enclosure in East China. Footage shows him tossing his device from his seat on a SkyTrain ride as it passed by the brown bear exhibit. Two curious bears can be seen approaching and sniffing the phone before one carries it away in its mouth.
We only use Android.
Staff members managed to retrieve the phone, but it was already shattered. In a statement released on Sunday, the zoo noted the tourist was trying to feed the bears with apples and carrots when he accidentally threw his phone, and that the bears have been given checkups and are in good health. No word on if the tourist will be fined for his actions. You ever meant to throw one thing and you accidentally throw another one?
Yeah, absolutely.
It just happened to be that. I can't think of any specific moments, but I know I've had it, and I've been like,
I actually did it with my phone.
Did you really?
I had keys in my hand and the phone, and I threw the phone.
Yep.
Yeah.
It can happen. Well, just don't throw it into a bear enclosure.
No.
A Chicago woman whose biological father was an anonymous sperm donor has discovered via a DNA testing service that she has 15 half-siblings.
15 half-siblings. How wild.
Morgan Richardson discovered her half-siblings over the last 4 years after submitting a DNA sample to 23andMe.
I understand that we're a kid. Do you like pudding as well?
Oh, my God. She's related to the pudding guy. She said, it's exciting, but a little bit jarring. I always have wondered, what do they do? Where do they live? What are they like? What are their experiences? A donor offspring child.
Maybe it's best not to know.
Morgan and her twin sister, Lauren, have known for years that they were conceived through in vitro fertilization. Their mother was divorced and single, and she decided to have children. The twins were 16 when their mother died of breast cancer, so Morgan turned to 23andMe, and she wanted to learn more about the donor's background. Richardson related half siblings have created a Facebook group to keep in touch. Marie of New York is one of the half siblings, and McCullough was also excited to learn about her heritage and has tracked down an 80-year-old man who she believes could be the father, but they have yet to meet.
So this 23andMe stuff and like Ancestry.com, all these various things have led to a whole bunch of this, Preston, where people are finding family members they never knew they had or half siblings. A friend of mine
found someone that they didn't know about that they were, you know, closely related to on both sides. He found a sibling of his father's or of his mother's, and then like a cousin on his father's side that they had no idea that they had.
And that was through like 23andMe?
It was through 23andMe. I'm actually doing it right now. I'm doing Ancestry.
There was also a story over the holidays where people were buying each other DNA kits for Christmas.
That's where I got it.
Then they used them, and on a few occasions found out that they weren't related.
Oh.
Still had time to return the gifts.
Cause some really weird moments or find out that, you know, your dad's not really your dad and causing all these family rifts because they didn't know there was an affair and they've lived their entire life a lie and even the spouse didn't know. And yeah, man.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
Well, what is more Florida than a gator? Well, certainly be difficult to top a maternity shoot of a to-be mom breastfeeding a baby gator.
What?
Lindsay Tuttle posted it on Facebook. She has gotten the internet's attention with her maternity photo featuring a baby gator, a shotgun, a case of Bud Light, and a Florida flag. And it only adds to the Florida photo with the unzipped jean shorts and rubber boots that she's wearing. She said, I wanted a picture different than your run-of-the-mill maternity photos of women in the forest being goddesses. So she said, Florida man has always cracked up my husband and I, and both being Florida native Floridians, we thought we'd decided to make me Florida woman.
Yeah, so she's spot on. We're looking at the picture.
She is proudly featured in the photo, and so is Fred the alligator. Tuttle said that she met the little gator and his owner at Dysfunctional Grace Art Company at an educational exhibit. And she said, I pitched the idea to its owner, and he was game to help me reach peak Florida woman levels.
So they know the reputation of Florida. At least
they know.
Most do have. I mean, we call it our Germany.
So she did it as tongue-in-cheek, but it's classic, man. It was very, very well done. Florida woman.
Florida man. Florida woman.
Pizza, typically a cheap and delicious meal option, but not this time. A family from Houston, Texas said they were charged more than $1,600 for a Domino's pizza order that should have been less than $20.
What was the topping?
You know what? They didn't indicate.
Yeah.
Domino's officials looked into the complaint after the family and possibly others were charged big bucks for otherwise standard pizza orders. The company says the wrong payment amounts were charged on Friday due to an error, and they are working with their payment vendor to fix it. But $1,600 is what it said on the receipt. Police used Facebook and tips from the public to identify a young woman. They said tried to hit a former boyfriend with a car. Police pulled a photo of Courtney Daniel Lawrence posing with her damaged Hyundai Elantra from social media. This is after she ran somebody over with
it. So she's proudly posing with the car.
Yeah. On Wednesday, police circulated video of the hit and run where a dark sedan could be seen plowing into a walking couple. A man in a dark hooded sweatshirt managed to escape while the car hits and flips a woman in a pink shirt. The woman told police that she and a male acquaintance were walking back from the store when she heard a horn and was hit. The woman suffered multiple injuries to her head, shoulder, hips, and knees. Yeah, it was pretty nasty. I saw the video.
Wow, that's an obvious horn.
She took a picture of the damaged car and posted it on Instagram, and they busted her right there for it.
Well, she had no food to take a picture of, so that was the next best thing.
You got to love it. A Boston cop who had his city-issued gun stolen by two strippers after a night out bar hopping last week in Rhode Island is not being identified because he's a victim, police said.
Where's your gun, Barney?
He's listed as the number one victim in a Pawtucket police report showing he frantically called cops early Saturday to report that his black 40 caliber Glock semi-automatic was gone. The unnamed officer's service weapon, owned by the Boston Police Department, was taken while he was with the women when they stopped at a hotel bar and later a strip club before ending the night at a hotel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the officer had been carrying the weapon earlier in the night before locking it up in his car before heading into the strip club. He had been placed on administrative leave without pay.
Where's your gun? Well, it was in the patrol car. Where's the patrol car?
Well, a police reported the cop alerted to them the missing gun at 3 a.m. Saturday, and the strippers were later caught. Melissa Dacier and Nisha Rivera were charged with felony larceny. The officer told police he had locked it in the glove box and later asked one of the suspects to grab his charger out of his car while all three were at a hotel after the night out. One of them stole his gun.
That just sucks.
Yep.
When you can't trust a stripper.
I mean, come on. To not steal your gun
from your patrol car while you're on duty.
A bizarre customer meltdown captured on cell phone video shows a woman throwing bottles of beverages from fridges and sweeping items off the shelves onto the floor before casually walking up to the cashier to try and pay for a bottle of vitamin water and a can of Pringles.
After she did all that damage?
Yeah. It's not clear what sparked a meltdown inside the Quick Check convenience store. Employees tried to confront the woman as she marched through the aisles and swept her arms down the shelves, sending the merchandise cascading on the floor. You would love to do that?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Like, if I had enough money, I would go in and completely destroy a store and then just say, hey, here's a couple bucks.
A lot of anger in there, isn't
it? Yeah. No, it's just, I want to make a mess.
She calmly strolled up to the cashier. Steve, it's like when in The Godfather, when Sonny breaks the photographer's camera and just starts chucking dollar bills at him. Yeah, just starts throwing the money down at him. That's what Casey would be doing.
Yeah.
Just chucking $100 bills.
It's okay. He's on radio.
It's okay.
Oh, he's wealthy here.
He's on the radio. Yeah. She calmly strolled up to the cashier and apparently waited in line to pay for a bottle of vitamin water and Pringles that she was holding.
Had she just come from a Pringles can party?
Maybe that was it. Marissa. She grabbed what appeared to be packets of gum or candy from the display and flung them back over her shoulders. After she got up to the counter and took out her card to pay, she apparently changed her mind and ditched the items, walking out of the store and into the parking lot.
I don't want these.
She got into a black sedan and peeled out in the lot, nearly crashing head-on to an oncoming car after she made a left turn. Police are searching for the woman, by the way.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.